bars. Inside, they could see the building was an open shed with piles of grass and bales of hay stacked among equipment. The gate was locked with a heavy padlock. As Grant was examining it, Lex slipped sideways between the bars.
"Come on, you guys."
Tim followed her.
"I think you can do it, Dr. Grant."
He was right. It was a tight squeeze, but Grant was able to ease his body between the bars and get into the shed. As soon as he was inside, a wave of exhaustion struck him.
"I wonder if there's anything to eat,"
Lex said. "Just hay." Grant broke open a bale and spread it around on the concrete. The hay in the center was warm. They lay down, feeling the warmth. Lex curled up beside him and closed her eyes. Tim put his arm around her. He heard the sauropods trumpeting softly in the distance. Neither child spoke. They were almost immediately snoring. Grant raised his arm to look at his watch, but it was too dark to see. He felt the warmth of the children against his own body. Grant closed his eyes and slept. Control. Muldoon and Gennaro came into the control room just as Arnold clapped his hands and said, "Got you, you little son of a bitch!" "What is it?" Gennaro said. Arnold pointed to the screen where arrows pointed to four more lines of code. "Arrow on Feeny.object, link, set, security, perimeter. Arrow on Feeny.object, call link.sst, security, perimeter, set to on. Arrow on Feeny.object, set link.sst, security, perimeter, restore. Arrow on Feeny.object, delete line rf, white underscore rabbit.object, Feeny.object."
"That's it," Arnold said, pleased.
"That's what?" Gennaro asked, staring at the screen.
"I finally found the command to restore the original code. The command called Feeny.object resets the linked parameters, namely the fence and the power."
"Good," Muldoon said.
"But it does something else," Arnold said. "It then erases the code lines that refer to it. It destroys all evidence it was ever there."
"Pretty slick." Gennaro shook his head. "I don't know much about computers." Although he knew enough to know what it meant when a high-tech company went back to the source code, it meant big, big problems.
"Well, watch this," Arnold said, and he typed in the command Feeny.object.
The screen flickered and immediately changed. Muldoon pointed to the windows.
"Look!"
Outside, the big quartz lights were coming on throughout the park. They went to the windows and looked out.
"Hot damn," Arnold said.
Gennaro said, "Does this mean the electrified fences are back on?"
"You bet it does," Arnold said. "It'll take a few seconds to get up to full power because we've got 50 miles of fence out there and the generator has to charge the capacitors along the way. But in half a minute, we'll be back in business."
Arnold pointed to the vertical glass see-through map of the park. On the map, bright red lines were snaking out from the power station, moving throughout the park as electricity surged through the fences.
"And the motion sensors?" Gennaro said.
"Yes, them too. It'll be a few minutes while the computer counts. But everything's working," Arnold said. "9:30, and we've got the whole damn thing back up and running."
Grant opened his eyes. Brilliant blue light was streaming into the building through the bars of the gate. Quartz light. The power was back on. Groggily, he looked at his watch. It was just 9:30. He'd been asleep only a couple of minutes. He decided he could sleep a few minutes more, and then he would go back up to...